College basketball can be addictive for fans. According to Dr. Drew Pinsky, addiction of all sorts is the problem of our time. He's built a TV empire around shows such as VH1's Celebrity Rehab and Sober House. He's starting a new series tonight on CNN Headline News. Also tonight, A&E debuts Relapse, a spinoff from one of its popular addiction series. TV critic Eric Deggans thinks the addicts on screen aren't the only ones out there.
My name is Eric, and I'm addicted to the show Intervention.
I'm an addict by definition.
I'm consumed by a drug.
I meet the criteria.
I know how he feels. I've been watching A&E's series on addicts pushed into treatment for several seasons, and I'm still drawn in by its tales of collapse and redemption.
If I had $20 in my name, my last $20, and I had an option to buy dope or have a meal, I have to get the dope.
No wonder Intervention has spawned a cottage industry of addiction-related TV shows. There's A&E's Hoarders, TLC's Hoarding Buried Alive in My Strange Addiction, and tonight's new entry called Relapse.
Sober coaching, the bottom line is to help a client learn to live drug-free. The sober coach is supposed to help you find ways to live without a sober coach. I mean, my job is to put myself out of business one client at a time.
I fear these series feed our appetite for watching others fail. We may learn a little about the devilish details of a hoarding disorder, but we're also drawn in by the drama of a breakdown. Watch the Relapse episode with firefighter and alcoholic David punching fist-sized craters in the walls of his house.
I'm not me when I'm drinking. That is not Dave. That is rum. That is beer. That is wine.
Full of sorrow and fear, he batters the brick and plaster of his modest home, and the holes are evidence of his bottomless frustration.
It's like an exorcism. You have to wait until that is out of my system to see me again.
When you watch a display like that, it's easy to feel a little superior. Bad as your life is, at least you're not him. And if there's a living example of this tension between entertainment and exploitation, it's celebrity addiction specialist Dr. Drew Pinsky. Through shows like Celebrity Rehab and Sober House, Pinsky's added another layer to the addiction TV formula, fame.
By the way, we are speculating. I don't know Brittany. She has chronic psychiatric disorders.
Tonight, he brings those ideas to the channel once known as CNN Headline News.
We are just thrilled to welcome Dr. Drew into the HLN family. Make sure you catch.
He'll cover lots of topics, but Pinsky won't shy away from talk about Charlie Sheen or Lindsay Lohan. His message? Tune in for the drama, but stay to learn something. Still, for this addiction TV addict, the glare of Dr. Drew's celebrity spectacles obscures any larger lessons. At least, when I'm focused on the regular folks in A&E's addiction series, there's a hope that what I'm learning outweighs the exploitation.
Eric Deggans is TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.